producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Pat, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. I was calling because my mother died about 4 years ago, and I went through, you know, terrible depression over it, like everybody would.
And, not really. Let's stop. People certainly would feel sad when their parent dies, but depression is very different than sadness. And people are not necessarily, I mean, they're certainly saddened by a death, but not necessarily depressed. Different phenomenon. Do you know, can you differentiate between the two?
Well, it's been the turning point in my life.
Again, that's not saying, that doesn't differentiate between sadness and depression either. Certainly the death of a parent is predictable, but certainly, as you point out, I mean, it's a major landmark in anybody's life. But you're sort of avoiding my question here. Can you differentiate between sadness and depression?
Well, I've been sad lots of times, but never had anything affect me to the depths.
What was the nature of the effect? Can you describe it to me?
Guilt. You know, you miss them horribly.
Neither of those have anything to do with depression. Listen, let me help you with this, because I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm saying that they're really very different phenomenon. That sadness is, my mom died, I wish I'd spent more time with her, I really miss her, there's no one to talk to, I feel lousy about it. Depression is, no matter what I do, it doesn't work out, the world would be better off without me, I'm not sleeping, I'm not eating. And certainly, extreme sadness can, we know that following the death, that we do have trouble sleeping, and we do have trouble eating, and there is, but usually, first of all, among other things, that as time goes by, those symptoms get less rather than more, which is not true of depression at all. Untreated depression tends to get worse, not better. Untreated sadness, I mean, I don't know how you treat sadness particularly, but sadness over time, because we're moved farther away from the event that triggered it, tends to abate, that we don't feel the same raw emotion that we do when we find out that someone's died 4 months later. So tell me, let's see if we can move to a question and then backward, because I'm not sure how relevant this discussion is to what your question is. So what is your question?
Well, it's like once she died.
And no, I need a question.
Adjust to, and do you have any suggestions for living with the anxieties now that I feel?
Give me an example of an anxiety, because again, you've just introduced a third characteristic which has nothing to do with either depression or sadness, which is anxiety.
Well, you know, once your mother is gone, then that sets you up next. Kind of like, you know, and so now my mind is on death all the time.
Okay. How old are you?
59.
Are you single or married?
Married.
Do you have children?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Grandkids.
Are you in, how old was your mom when she died?
76.
Okay. What did she die of?
They did a heart operation on her, and she just, you know, didn't make it.
Okay. So she had heart problems.
Well, sort of.
What does sort of mean?
Well, she was in the hospital because she had cancer, colon cancer, and then they put a thing on her to put the medicine in, one of those.
An indwelling catheter.
Yeah. And one of the girls made a mistake and did something that caused her to get an infection, and so then that somehow, I guess, got to her heart, and so then they ran her in to do surgery on her, and she died.
Okay, would she have died of the colon cancer?
No. Okay. She had a colostomy, and she was doing fine.
Okay. All right. It seems to me that that sort of experience seems to me to be anxiety provoking, in that here, you know, that who can you trust doctors? And which I think is a perfectly legitimate question. And before you send me all those emails, the whole issue is that mistakes do happen, and anybody who thinks that they don't hasn't been paying much attention. But we're talking with Pat, who is not alone in having a difficult time distinguishing between sadness and depression. I actually did a whole media tour a couple of years ago for a drug company to help people understand that difference, because they are very different. That sadness is saying, you know, my dog died, I'm upset about it. Depression is, no matter what I do, it doesn't work out, no one loves me, the world would be a better place. And depression has somatic symptoms associated with it, including sleep disturbances, food, eating disturbances, a sense of lethargy, that an emotional lability, cry easily, quite often suicidal ideation. Sadness is a normal part of life. Depression is not. And certainly anybody can have some of those symptoms for a short period of time. I mean, you can have an eating disturbance because you're coming down with a cold, or you can have a sleep disturbance because you're worried about selling your car, or that your kid may not get into college. So those symptoms in and of themselves are not troublesome. It's the constellation of them, number one, and the frequency and the duration. And Pat has added another factor to the mix, which is anxiety. And I said, well, anxiety really is not inherently obvious in either sadness nor depression. But it turns out in Pat's particular legend and her story that her mother went into the hospital to be treated for something that was relatively treatable. They put a shunt in. She had an infection. The infection went to her heart, and she died because of heart issues. And that, it seems to me, can certainly be inherently anxiety-provoking in that, geez Louise, what happens if you get one thing that's treatable and through sort of medical intervention end up dying from it? And I think that that can certainly make somebody feel anxious. And so Pat, what I asked you to do is see if you could differentiate a little bit more carefully the nature of the anxiety, when it happens, what it specifically focuses on.
I suppose my own mortality now, you know.
Well, I mean, did you assume that you were never going to die?
Oh, no.
So if you had to assume, and I think it's one of those things that at some point in our life that most of us have thought about, how old do you expect to be when you die?
Oh, probably around her age.
Okay, number one. So that gives you, you said you're 59. She was 74, so that's another 15 years. Your mother had you when she was 15?
No, she was 76.
Oh, she died. Oh, 76. So that would be 17.
Four years.
She died 4 years ago. Okay, so 21.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. So presumably that gives you another 17 years. Number one. So I mean that's, you know, the 2 decades minimum. Number two. Do you have exams all the time? In terms of.
Not now.
You should.
I stopped going now because it, I don't know, you know, the anxiety of it all.
Well, but that's foolish. That's saying, I might be sick, so I'm not going to go to the doctor, because if I were sick, then it would be treatable, and so I'd rather sort of deal with all the time anxiety, which is I may be sick, as opposed to find out I'm not. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
Yeah.
That's like somebody who has, I actually had a friend who had a family history of breast cancer, so she decided she was never going to get a mammogram.
Yeah.
I said, no, we're not going to do that. So it took her to get a mammogram. So call up and get an appointment.
Okay.
All right. So that's number one. What's number two?
Well, I wanted to see if you couldn't help me with some suggestions of how to. It's like for 4 years now, I've kept these same thought patterns up about her dying, thinking about her all the time, and now I can't quit. I can't get away from it.
Yes, you can. First of all, the saying stop, think about elephants doesn't work at all, does it? Because then what you're going to do is think about elephants. So I'm not going to say to you, stop thinking about your mother. I'm going to say, let's try, first of all, call up and make an appointment so that you rule out any treatable condition, number one. Number two, you may or may not want to take legal action to get the hospital and the doctor, because sometimes that sort of, by feeling like you're taking an active role, makes you feel more empowered. Sometimes it just prolongs the agony, and only you can figure that out. Number three, begin substituting some positive kinds of things for your mom as opposed to the negatives. So instead of thinking about her going into the hospital and dying, think about her at the birth of your first child, or your favorite memory of her teaching you to ice skate, or her Thanksgiving recipe. Begin to kind of choose to not beat yourself up and make yourself miserable about something that you actually have a choice about. You don't have a choice about her being here or not. But there's nobody who has more choice about how you remember her than you. And what you're doing is choosing to focus on things that make you sad, anxious, and unhappy, and feeling very much alone, as opposed to saying, you know what, I can choose to remember this good stuff.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or, will you forget?
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Lead non attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. So today is election day. Shane has already gone. And do you do the levers?
No, it's an electronic booth thing here.
So you basically you go into a little booth and you fill out it's kind of like the
you have
the
a paper test, ballot?
Yeah, that you did in elementary school where you fill in the little circle or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the way they do it here. And then you drop it in this machine that sucks it in, and that's all there is to it.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, because I've done the paper ballot where you literally stick it in a ballot box and people sort of unfold the ballot, which is a little alarming. I've done it where the voting booths is the most common thing I've done, where you move the lever and it closes the curtains and then you...
Right,
open it again.
I've seen those, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that's one I basically do. So there we go. All right, so let's look at why people are voting. We got a bunch of responses, right?
Yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah, quite a few. Let's see. Yeah, about 30, 35 responses here. So, yeah, quite a few.
Okay.
Yep. Let's see. So we posed the question, are you going to vote? Why or why not? The first person in here, Tom, says, yes, I vote. I do my best to be informed of any candidate. I know so many people who do not vote, but the loudest to complain about any state of affairs and society is those who don't vote, it seems.
Well, see, that's my whole thing. It's one of the reasons to vote is because... Yeah, as an American, you have the unalienable right to complain all the time.
Absolutely.
But you can only complain if you vote.
That's
right.
If
you don't vote, you can't say anything. And who wants to be in that position?
Right, exactly. Let's see. Mary says, yes, she is going to vote. She says it's a privilege to vote in the USA. My philosophy is to vote for the lesser of two evils. I'm not sure I agree with that one. You know, the lesser of two evils is still an evil. You know what I mean? But
Well, I remember that somebody said, you know, in a democracy, you get the leaders you deserve. I don't know if that's reassuring or not.
My thing with the lesser of two evils is I just prefer not to vote. If there's not a candidate that I, you know, in that certain or that particular race, if there's not somebody that I care for there, I don't vote either way. I think that kind of shows.
Well, I've done that where I've gone and I've voted in other categories, but in their categories where I don't like anybody.
Yep.
And I just figured that sort of showing, it's like leaving a 3 cent tip.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how to do it. I just don't want to.
Right, exactly. Yep. Let's see. Brenda says, yes, it's our right. So, yeah, I guess that's what we were thinking, too. Sherry says, yes, took advantage of early voting last week. It took about 10 minutes. Love early voting. How did you do that?
Is that like the same as absentee or not? It must not be.
I hear a lot of these people doing that nowadays. I'd like to know how to do that, too, because if you can do it in 10 minutes instead of waiting there for 45 minutes.
Well, but what's the point of an election day if you can vote
early? Well, true, yeah. That's something I don't understand.
Well, maybe, I mean... absentee ballots, I know, and I've only voted absentee once, and I think that's because I was going to be out of the country or something during on election day. But, I mean, one of the things that people worry about is fraud, and when you have absentee ballots and paper ballots and
there's more
early voting, there's much more of a...
potential for that, yeah. Maybe a listener could call in and tell
us... Call us up and tell us about what early voting is.
Yeah.
And again, I if it's absentee ballots, because that I know, and if you're in the military, you can vote... early, but I don't know how the rest of us who are just
it's
ordinary.
It seems to me that there's more people voting than just absentee, you know, more people voting early.
And presumably it was absentee that she'd call it absentee.
Right, yeah, interesting. All right, Marion, I guess, says, yes, this election may be even more important than the presidential election,
Well, the same thing you were saying is that local elections in some ways probably have more impact on our day-to-day sort of functioning and, you know, so.
Yep. Arthur says, I always remember the young people who were killed in Romania when they were fighting for a vote, and it motivates me.
Well, and Egypt... You know, that whole thing about the sort of was a Freedom Spring or whatever it was called. So, you know, I think that's one of the things to do is just to remind yourself that there really are people who feel so strongly about it that they're willing to literally put their lives on the line. And all we have to do is go stand in line. I still do want to know about what the early voting thing is. So if you know about that, give me a holler. Chloe, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Oh, hey, Dr. Joy. Great to speak with you. I missed your birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I seem to be having a birthday season, so it's right in the middle of it, so go ahead. It's all right.
Well, all best wishes, and I wanted to say before I ask my question, I've learned so much listening to your program. One time when I was visiting my dad with my son, dealing with him, and when the conversation ended, my son said to me, who's 12, that was masterful. And I heard you say that to people that if you're good to your parents, even though they're challenging, that it will impress your children and be a model for them. And I also, I'm a high school teacher, and I work with teenagers all day, so you've helped me so much. Anyway, I have an old friend. I'm 50. We've been friends since we were 12. Very close until like our early 30s. And then she just basically stopped responding to me. We haven't lived in the same city for a long time. And I would call her, I didn't get a response, and I just kind of stopped calling. And then about maybe 10 years ago or so, maybe less, we kind of, you know, got back together, and we've been very, very close. And then just like maybe May or so, late spring, same thing happened. She just stopped, you know, responding to me, answering my calls, calling me. And I know since I listened to you that I should talk, you know, what you might say, which is kind of how you deal with a strange family, which is just keep reaching out, you know, or try. I have tried to think about if there was anything I had done, you know.
Chloe, did we ever get any explanation about why the first disconnect?
No, no.
Because, you know, I know there's a tendency in all of us, when something goes wrong and then it somehow seems to be reconstituted, that we have the tendency to just not ask questions, of just sort of take, you know, don't look gift horse or gift relationship in the mouth. But, you know, because it may have been, I mean, it may have been something you said. It may have been something she was going through. I just saw Amanda Bynes came out and said that she'd just been diagnosed as bipolar and manic depressive. And I said, boy, she doesn't really understand what's going on, since those are exactly the same thing. And so, but, you know, I hear that, I whatever happened before may be what's going on now, and it may or may not have anything specifically to do with you. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and kind of sort through this together, all right? We've got a bunch of people, I suspect, a number of whom are going to tell me about voting early. But hang on, I'll get to probably all of you. Helen, Brian, Heather, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig.
Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, folks, we're talking with Chloe, who's had a friendship since she was 12, which is basically, you know, 30 some years, almost 40 years. And they were really close, and then for a 10-year hiatus. When you got back in touch 10 years ago, who made the overture? Did you or did she?
I can't remember.
I would guess she did, just because you've probably given up on the friendship. And you have no idea, there's nothing that occurs to you that you might have said or done that...
In fact, I did ask on a phone message, I didn't hear. And there are some like kind of coinciding things. Like she got a new relationship, but within the last 2 years, both of her parents had died. So a lot of shifts, you you know, in her mind.
Well, but my get of those, look, let's look at those two events. As I said.
For her to come visit.
Well, look, let me do a couple things here. First of all, parents dying can certainly trigger a number of things, including a depression and sometimes a kind of kicking up one's heels. You know, one would assume that one's parents had died, that people would feel an additional sense of responsibility. But sometimes the actual opposite happens, where people who feel that they've always had to follow their parents' rules and be good little people, and they feel freed. I've seen people quit their jobs, quit their relationships. So that's one possibility. But given the fact that her parents died not 10 years ago, that's less likely. If I were going to look for connecting events, I would probably look for relationship ones, because there are an awful lot of women who feel that they'll spend a lot of time with you as long as there's no major man in their life. And when there's a major man in their life, they drop everybody and focus on him, which has always seemed to me somewhat counterproductive, just because, you know, men come and go in our lives, and friendships are quite often what sustain us. So if you can look and see that linkage, that may be something. But if you can't figure it out, I mean, there's no reason to try and read her mind unnecessarily or make assumptions based on assumptions. So I would just continue to reach out to her of saying, really miss you, love to see you. In terms of, you know, saying essentially, what the hell do you think you're doing? You know, I'd be a little careful about that, just because most people are not going to respond, especially her, who tends to withdraw to negativity. So, but I would encourage you, if she does sort of make some overture to come back, of saying, look, I really value our relationship, but it would really help me to be able to trust in this relationship and to feel comfortable. And if you could give me some idea of either what I did or why we go through these periods of time where you're just sort of missing in action, so at least I can either anticipate it or prepare for it or understand it.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Like, I totally understand kind of continuing to reach out to estranged, like, family members, but I feel hurt. You know, she's a friend, you know?
Well, but Chloe, you're missing the point. That one of two things is true. Either you did something that upset her, or that there's something else going on in her life that has nothing to do with you. And unfortunately, we have no clues. All we have is her behavior, which is a withdrawal. So what I'm saying is that if the past is any indication, that at some point she'll probably get back in touch with you. What I would do, what I'm saying, two things. In the meantime, do whatever makes you comfortable, which sounds like reaching out to her until you get fed up with it, and then not. But when she does come back, assuming she does, be brave enough to say, look, I really value you. You're really a friend, but it really hurts my feelings when you withdraw, and I'm not trying to guilt you into anything except understand what's going on. If it's something I did, tell me so I don't do it again. If it has nothing to do with me, tell me so at least I can understand it, so I can feel safe in our relationship.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I definitely will do that, which I did not do last time.
Yeah, because I think if you've done it,
too much time goes by, I might forget, you know, that which is kind of what.
Well, and again, it's hard to know that people go through changes in their life. It may be that you're successful and she's not. It may be that she's successful and she feels you aren't as successful. It may be that she's distracted by a man. It may be that you have kids and are focused on your kids and she doesn't have them. I mean, it can be, a myriad of things, and there's no particular reason. And as I said, to make assumptions about assumptions. But when and if she comes back, I would at least find the courage, even though our impulse when somebody that we love comes back to us is just sort of say, wow, this is great. But you don't want to do it. You want to know why this happens, so that if there's a possibility of offsetting it, you can. And if there's no possibility of offsetting it, at least you understand it. Okay? 855, I think that line just dropped. 855-99-DR-JOY. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, I just want to say, in Washington State, all voting is by mail now, just like
really?
If you had an absentee ballot, and it's my pet peeve, so I'm glad you brought that up, because I have complained to the local officials several years ago, but apparently my one voice didn't change it. I used to feel virtuous going to the polls. I used to like to buy stuff from the PTA when they'd sell their cookies
yeah,
there,
yeah.
And I'd see other community people. I'd feel
yeah.
so virtuous. virtuous, and I worry about the stealing from the mailboxes, you know, thievery. Yeah. I worry about the cost of stamps for poor people, you know, with big families, because it adds up. There's four of us, you know, that's $2 to vote for our family. I worry about people like me that are disorganized, that they'll throw their it in with their coupons and forget the dates, you know, to mail it in.
Yeah.
And people who use walkers, you know, it's hard to get. I got them to do a community mail, you know, voting mailbox that you can put in without stamps now. But, I mean, oh, I like
it. I hear. All right. Well.
Okay.
You've at least, you've spread your message, Helen. Did you vote?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Helen, did you vote? I know you did. I don't even know why I'm asking.
I can't decide about two things still, so I'm going to make a run to that community mailbox and put it in with between 12 and 2.
All righty. You go, girl.
Yeah.
Thanks, Helen. So all mail is or all voting is done in Washington State by mail, huh? Brian, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hi, Joy. Yeah, it's good talking to you and hearing your program. All the voting, I'm turning my radio down. And I'm in Tacoma, Washington, also, and I was going to say the same thing about that we have and some of the other. We have all voting, as you, the other woman was just saying, all male voting. And I, you know, and there's no polling places here in Washington State anymore. It kind of went, you know, several of the states started doing, I mean, several of the counties here in Washington started doing that several years ago. And then the whole state legislature kind of...
I'm not sure I like that idea, to be quite honest.
Yeah, talked everybody into it. And there was kind of a debate off and on in a lot of the other counties that held out for having polling places, you know, but everybody said, oh, it's so cheap, it's much cheaper, and it's easier, and it's quicker for everybody to do it by mail, and we won't have to pay for having the polling places, and we won't have to pay for the polling workers, and, you know, it saves the state and the counties money. And but I just think, and a lot of other people think, especially a lot of us conservative, not necessarily Republicans, but I'm pretty much conservative, but I don't always vote Republican. The Republicans, in my opinion, are almost as bad as the Democrats on a lot of things. But and all the politicians lie, not just Obama and not just Eric Holder and not just the people in Washington, D.C., but I just think there's more room for fraud and for manipulation and for altering of the vote when it's all done by mail. And, you know, and now what a lot of the, most of the places are doing, what I understand, is they have a Republican person and a Democrat person sitting at a table when they open up the ballots. And so they both get to look at them at the same time. And there's also you can go and observe the vote. The public, and at least in this county, in Pierce County in Tacoma, you can go and the public can go and watch the vote being counted and stuff. I guess I've never done it, but I've heard.
Well, you know that you know I might
it's
be
open, you know, and it's not so that there's a Republican watching and a Democrat watching when they open each ballot and say, okay, yeah, that's what this person had on there, and that's what you're recording, and that's where the paper ballot, you know, and then there a lot of them are talking about they don't save the. Some of them are saying they don't save the paper ballots at all, and some do save the paper ballots. So if there's any, like a recall or anything, because we had a big deal with our governor voting. We had to do 3 governor votes because the vote was so close here about 4 years ago with Greg Warr and Mr. Ross, the Republican that was running. But anyway, after the 3rd vote, the Democrat won out.
It does sound to me, although there have been a whole lot, the Vanity Fair, as I recall, did a whole article about fraud and chads and whatever, and the people that who made the voting machines were all of a political party. I don't know. I guess we get to vote. The question is, does our vote actually count? Brian, thanks for your information. Heather, you'll be next. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Your
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, across America, it's voting day, and sort of some interesting... first of all, people wrote and said that they were voting early, and I guess that may have been from Washington State. I don't know if other states have that you could... I know you could vote early for absentee ballot, but apparently everybody in Washington State now votes by mail, so you can vote early, which is... I mean, there's something a little makes me a little queasy about it, and I'm not.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just being a little suspicious.
Maybe,
but.
Yeah, maybe so. But I get the same feeling.
Yeah, yeah. If there's, I mean, look, if nothing else, I mean, I think of all the things that get lost in the mail.
Yeah, good point, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Heather, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Cookie. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, I'm calling from Canada to tell you a little bit about how we vote early here.
Okay.
We just had our municipal election last week. And about 20 days before the election, there's one polling place a day in the city where you can go and vote early. And then those close about a week before the actual election. There's nothing in that last week. And then the rest of us vote on the actual election day.
All right. So during a week before the election, there's one place that's open. What are the hours again?
I'm not even sure what the hours are, but like they ran about 10 of them.
Okay.
But it's only one location every day in that second week before the election. And then I assume they take that week right before to check and see whether you voted and then put it on the list for your polling station.
What's to keep people from voting more than once if you're...
I'm guessing that's what they do in that week. So they would go through the list of who voted and then scratch your name off for your polling station.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, there are communities here that all did Internet voting.
Well, now, see, that sort of occurs to me as kind of a cool thing to do, although, I worry about that in a way as well.
Yeah. To me, like, what's it to say that, I have three voters in my house, the same thing with mailing, that I don't grab my husband and my daughter's cards and fill them out the way I want to vote?
Corruption
exactly.
In the Heather household. We love this part.
Well, we had to go and vote ourselves. But, I'm just thinking, like, for a family that has, like, a lot of voters in it, and not everybody agrees on every issue. So.
Oh, no, I know. I know some couples who they don't vote because they figure they cancel each other out. One votes for one candidate, the other votes for the opposite, so.
Yeah. Well, I love when you drive down the street and there's one lawn, and they have two or three party signs on them. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me either, but. Yeah.
All right, so I just want to understand this. So, the week before the election, there are some polling places that open for short periods of time. Do we know what percentage of the people actually vote during that time?
I'm sure we do. I don't, but I did hear it was down this year. But it gives people, our polls are open a long time. We're open 8 to 8, I think.
I think that's what ours are. In fact, I think ours are open 6 to 9 or 10.
Yeah, that's really long. So, it gives people a chance to vote, but I don't know. I'd never bothered to do it. I always figure I'm making up my mind until the last minute.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to be, do you have absentee ballots as well?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, so.
Well,
I don't know. It's the new age. I like Internet voting a little bit better than I like mail-in for a lot of the same reasons that you said. Things get lost or... if it costs someone to mail their ballot in, are they going to bother?
Yeah, I'll send something out, like especially on my phone or something, and it won't get there, or somebody will send me something. I don't know. And when it comes to voting, I just think there's so many possibilities of things going a little screwy.
Mm-hmm. Well, my other question for the Washington people that called was, if she hasn't voted yet, how does she drop that in the mail? Like, how do they?
No, she said. No, she's. Well, first of all, for absentee ballots, you could vote up to a certain amount of time, and they can't. And they
right.
go. And they, you're always saying that the election was too close to call, and they have to count the absentee ballots. So that's not unusual. But she also said that they have a places where you can drop your ballot that you don't have to put a stamp on them. So.
Oh, okay, so they probably have a deadline of the end of polling.
I would guess, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that whole thing of being able to do them by mail just seems like a little, I don't know.
Yeah.
You can hear I'm not thrilled about it, but
yeah.
It's not my state, so I guess I don't have to worry about it a whole lot. But
not yet.
All right, but then the idea, the idea of early polling, so it sounds like it varies a huge amount.
I looked it up while I was waiting for you, and it seems to be all across Canada. And I think we had 10 days of advanced polling, and then nothing for the last seven before the election.
Okay, so the whole thing about advanced is a Canadian one, that it sounds like it's probably not.
I know, that's what we have here anyway.
Well, is that just to reduce the number of people that are at the polling places?
It could be. It could be allowed, you know, if you were out of town, you could do it that way. Like, you wouldn't have to do absentee if you work that day or, you know, you were near somewhere. I suppose it just allows people more options and try to get the vote out. You know, our city vote was awful. I don't know how you have an election with 37% of the people that vote, but...
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, and I think the only place worse in the world than Canada is the U.S.
Probably,
yeah. All right, so now we know early voting is probably a Canadian term.
It could be, yeah. Advanced polls is what we call it here.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, look, if it gets more people to vote, the question is, does it?
I don't know.
No,
I don't know, but, you know, we certainly have a high percentage of gripers here in Canada.
So. Yeah, well, I think that's probably universal of any place that actually allows people to vote, so.
Probably, but.
All right, kiddo, well, thanks a bunch. It's very helpful to sort of know what the terms mean, because I hadn't heard it before. I didn't know about Washington State, so.
No, I didn't know about that one.
All righty. Well, so this has been an election day that we learned a lot of stuff. There you go. All right, Trevor, did you vote?
I voted in Canada a week ago for my municipal election.
Okay. And did your husband and everybody else in the house vote?
Yes. Yes, okay. I have an 18-year-old daughter who is so happy to finally be of the age to vote. Yeah.
I agree. I remember the first time I got to vote. I thought it was the most terrific thing. I just felt like such a grown up. I cared much more about voting than drinking, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, her too. So. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for the help. So look, understand that whether you vote early, whether you vote often, whether you vote by mail, whether you vote by putting a stamp on it or putting a check on it or putting an electronic email on it, understand that there are people who would literally die for the privilege of being able to vote. So get your butts to the polls, all right? And hopefully every vote will be counted and will matter, and there you go. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.